Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Fear is a Bad Curriculum. There's a lot of noise right now in education, a lot of urgency, a lot of pressure, a lot of, you better figure this out. And underneath all of that, there's something else. Fear. Fear of falling behind. Fear of not knowing enough. Fear of what all of this might mean for the future. And if we are not careful, that fear starts shaping how we teach. Before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is days in teaching that aren't as intense. Not every day has to feel heavy. Those steadier days, those calmer days, they matter. They help you reset and keep going. The second thing that I'm thankful for is the opportunity to be included in education interviews. Being part of a K through 4 elementary principal interview process this week, it has mattered a lot to me. Being asked for insight on leadership and who could best serve as a building principal for K through kindergarten through fourth grade, that's something that I don't take lightly. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is soft foods right now. I'm still recovering, still healing. And honestly, just thankful for things that are easy to eat and helps me to keep moving forward. All right. There's a difference between responding to change and reacting out of fear. And right now in education, that line can get blurry. Because when things feel uncertain, fear shows up quickly. So the topic once again is, fear is a bad curriculum. And here's what I've been thinking, y'all. Fear changes how we make decisions. Fear speeds everything up. It pushes quick decisions instead of thoughtful ones. You might feel like you need to act immediately, even when you are not sure yet. It creates urgency where reflection is needed. You might say yes to something just to not fall behind or avoid something because it feels uncomfortable. That shift, it matters because it changes how decisions are made. And not always in a good way, y'all. And fear, it narrows our focus. When fear shows up, your focus gets smaller. You stop thinking long term. You start thinking survival. You start thinking, what do I need to do right now? It pulls attention away from what really matters, like relationships and student thinking. It centers the pressure instead of the purpose. That narrowing, it can happen quickly and sometimes without realizing it. That's why awareness matters, y'all. Fear can shift the classroom environment. Students can feel when something is off. They pick up on tone and energy. Oh, can they ever? If teaching feels rushed, they feel it. If expectations feel reactive, they notice. A classroom can start to feel tense, even if nothing is said directly. Now that changes how students engage in your classroom. It changes how safe it feels to take risks in our classrooms then. That environment, it matters more than we sometimes think. Fear pushes compliance over thinking. Fear often leads to control. It can push us toward compliance. Just get it done starts to replace thinking. Assignments become about completion, not understanding. Students may look like they're doing the work, but they're not always learning. And that trade-off is real. And it shows up over time. That's not the goal, y'all. It's not. Fear is often quiet, not loud. Fear doesn't always look dramatic. It can be subtle. It can sound like overthinking or second guessing ourselves. Or feeling like you're behind. It can show up as comparison. Ooh, that comparison is so dangerous. We can start looking at what others are doing, wondering if you are doing enough. That quiet pressure, it builds and it influences more than we realize. Fear is a bad curriculum and a worse guide for the future. Fear makes everything feel urgent. Everything starts to feel important. Everything feels like it needs attention right now. That creates overload in what we're doing. You might feel like, hey, you're juggling too much, trying to keep up with everything instead of focusing on what matters the most. That urgency, it can drain energy quickly. Get that energy drain going. And it's not sustainable, y'all. It's not sustainable. Not everything is equally important. And that distinction matters. Students need stability, not fear. They need consistency. They need to feel grounded, especially when things are changing. They looked to the teacher for that. Students, they are looking to the teacher for steadiness. Teachers can provide that clarity, that calmness in the classroom. When that's present in the classroom, learning feels different. It feels more open and more possible. And slowing down is a strength. Slowing down is not falling behind. It's being intentional. It's thinking before acting. It's asking, does this actually help students? That pause, it matters. Even when things feel fast, you don't have to respond to everything immediately. You can take time to understand. That part of that truly is part of strong teaching, not weak teaching. And you don't have to chase everything. Hear me say that again. You don't have to chase everything. Not every new idea needs your attention. Not every tool needs to be used. Not every shift needs to be immediate. You can choose what aligns with your classroom. You can say, not right now. That's not falling behind. That's being selective. That's being truly thoughtful in this process. That's protecting your space and your students. Grounded teachers create better classrooms. When you are grounded as a teacher, your classroom, it feels different. There's clarity in it. There's purpose. There's calmness in it. Students, they feel that. It affects how they show up, how they engage, and how they take risks in your classroom. That environment doesn't happen by accident. No, it starts with you. The most important thing in your classroom is not the tool, it's the tone you set. As I do a reflective close here, I want to say that wherever you are right now, if things feel fast, if things feel uncertain, if things feel like they are changing quicker than you can keep up, just remember this. You don't have to teach from fear. You don't have to make decisions from pressure. You can slow it down. You can stay grounded, and you can keep the focus on what actually matters. If you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And as you go into your day, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.